Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about getting lost along the way, taking the pretty way to things, and just that constant kind of unordered creative amazement where sometimes we're like, wow, how did I achieve that? And other days where we go, wow, I'm never going to achieve anything. You know, I just want to talk a little bit about how that works in our minds. There's a great example I used to use a lot more, and I think it's very, very valuable to right brain thinkers to hold this picture in your head. So let's dive into today's episode. Okay, so what I'm talking about today, it comes from a client I was coaching. So my coaching is I coach dyslexic and ADHD business owners and entrepreneurs to help them actually create businesses that succeed. That's my happy place. That's where I really enjoy. It kind of crosses over my business acumen and my understanding of neurodiversity. And I was sitting down explaining a story to a client, and I just saw the penny drop in his eyes and everything kind of clicked. Everything made sense again. And this was a story that I used to use a lot more. And I'm not even sure if I've shared it on the pod, or if I have, it would have been a couple of years back. But it's trying to help people get their head around creating success. Now, many of us who are right brain thinkers, when we go after something in life, we kind of have this flash of, wow, I want that. This energy kind of goes through our body, our mind, however it manifests or appears for you. And then we run off in that direction. Now, if we're in a good mindset, we may get 60, 70% of the way there. And then we kind of, it all just seems too unorganized, or we've done everything out of order. And then reordering everything we've done just seems too hard. So we give up and then we go in another direction. And so this happens a lot. And the way I explain it is, I used to call it going from LA to New York. If you can bring a picture of the American map in your head, the North American map, if you were traveling from LA to New York, but you didn't really have a map or a GPS or anything, you know, you just decided one day, I want to go to New York, and you get excited and you don't really plan a lot. You just jump in the car. Maybe you go crazy and you chuck a couple of protein bars in there, a bottle of water, and you're sitting in the car ready to go, and you just start driving. And you kind of know you're driving east. You're pretty sure it's east where you're going. But that's as far as your true planning really goes. This is the ADHD mind at work, right? And so, you know, as you're traveling to New York, what kind of happens is you get sidetracked. You know, you stop in a little town and it's really amazing and you really love it. You go on this kind of pretty route. You end up staying there for weeks on end, running around in circles, kind of enjoying yourself and going, wow, I didn't even know this part existed on this journey. But it's not actually getting you close to where you're going. And by the time you're finished in that little town, you're disorientated. So instead of going directly east, you start going further south. And so you're on your journey, and then a tire blows out of your car, and you're like, well, oh my God, my tire's gone. What do I do? So you have to solve that next crisis. Now, the dyslexic, neurodiverse mind is great at solving these problems, but it can be very easy for us to get so focused on solving those problems, we forget where we were driving to in the first place. And we then have another idea on the journey going, oh, I'd love to go there. And so what can happen is, you know, we've started off on this journey that should take us 3 or 4 days if we'd planned it. And instead, we're just driving around America in circles. Now, does that mean we don't have fun sometimes? Of course not. We have a lot of fun along the way. We learn new things. We have these bright kind of, I want to say, children's eyes. Like we're, just amazed sometimes at how things work out for us. But it doesn't get us closer to this long-term goal. Before we know it, maybe we're in Mexico rather than the USA. Maybe that's a good thing, who knows? But we're in different places. And, you know, you can sometimes find yourself, you know, going in so many wrong directions, you end up back in LA with your feet in the water at Santa Monica Pier, right? That's where you kind of end back up. Now, is it a bad thing? Hey, it can be a frustrating thing, because when we have a picture in our mind of where we're going, we don't get there. What do you feel like? You know, you feel like a failure. You feel like things are broken down, things aren't working. And so it is super, super important to actually understand the way we operate. You know, if you are going from, you know, from LA to New York, is a couple of things have to happen. One, you have to understand how you go on these journeys. You know, we are not always the most likely people to jump on a plane. And just remember, this is a metaphorical plane. Don't get too stuck on, if you were going to New York, you would buy a ticket, right? Let's be honest. If you had to take a road trip, you know, we would, you know, that's where it becomes a lot more plenty, right? So what I'm trying to get at is we can get lost along the way. We go the pretty route to things. And however hard we try to stay on the straight and narrow, it's tough. And the more we try and do it, the more painful it gets. The more we try and stick to the way neurotypical people think, the more painful it feels. Like, and we're like, well, maybe we want to be this way. I want to be this way. I should be this way. Why is it not working for me? It's just, it's kind of like, it takes so much energy to do it that way that it's actually not a good experience. And when it's not a good experience, we don't want to do it. If we don't want to do it, then we don't do it. We just go off on tangents, or it breaks down, or we self-sabotage. Because when you're doing something you hate, you're going to self-sabotage yourself, right? It's going to happen. You know, so it's really, really important to understand how we work. And this is actually normal. You might go, wow, that's pretty frustrating if that's my normal. But, it, you know, once you understand what your baseline is, you can then work and find solutions around the edges of it to get you to that goal, and that goal being New York. Now, one of the things I teach around this is, you know, if you're neurodiverse, you naturally, in my opinion, and I've seen, you know, I don't have all the statistics with me while I record this podcast, but we are naturally visual thinkers. We're naturally much more connected to our visual mind and our emotional mind. And that's something really important to feel. Most of the time, we're quite sensitive. Some people are better at labeling that sensitivity than others. I definitely used to be terrible at it. I'm better at it now. But I know how sensitive I am to other people around me for things happening. And I'm also very conscious of my visual mind and how it is the tool that programs what I do. Like, it is the actual tool. There's, you know, people can say, hey, there's a million things you should do in your routine, but I will promise you nothing has worked better in my life than getting a handle at working with my visual mind, practicing with it, understanding it, using it. You know, we teach a lot of this in the Confident Dyslexic. This is kind of where we go down the track of, is helping people master their visual mind, because it's freaking tough. Like, most people have never been taught about this. Most people don't know much about it, or most people have been taught a neurotypical process to actually manage it, and it's tough. But what I would say is, if you wanted to start out, what you really need to start to play with, and I say play because you've got to enjoy this process. If you're going to bring this process into your life, I do this on a yearly, a monthly, a daily, a quarterly basis. You know, I use it every all the time, to be honest. Every day this is used is I actually embrace my visual feeling mind, so I can see what's happening and try and feel into it. The more you can do that, the more power you have. So how do we create this? I'll give you a great example. A couple of years back, I was planning my New Year's goal. So I do kind of actually, I've moved around this over the years, but I do quite like New Year's as kind of like a big kind of rock in the middle of the year, where I can kind of use it as a time to reflect on the previous year and plan for the rest of the year. I used to hate it because I'd never ever finish any of my New Year's resolutions. But in the last three or so years now, I've nailed pretty much all of them. And it's all come down to this process. So I'm sitting there and I've got a bunch of different visualizations that I'm working through. But one of them is, I've always had really average cars. I haven't really valued cars. As long as the four wheels kind of turn and gets me somewhere, that's been my car thing. You know, I've not invested much cash in them. It's just never been there. So I decided I'm going to picture a car, a brand new car, brand new to me at least, that I really love, that I'm like, wow, this is the one for me. You know, it fits who I am. I feel comfortable with it. I'm proud of it. I don't have to worry about the car breaking down or mechanical stuff, you know, all that detail, right? God, it's so much effort, you know, oh life, right? And so I'm sitting there and I don't even know what make of car this is. All I know is it's got four doors, four wheels as well, you know, just treat myself. And I'm picturing this black car. I can see it in the driveway. It's sitting there. I can see the sun above it. I can just, it's glistening. It's beautiful. And so I go, hey, I deserve that this year. I've worked hard, you know, I'm sitting there picturing this, me standing outside on our deck, D-E-C-K. I know my pronunciation's quite a bit Kiwi. standing out on the deck, looking at this thing and just feeling, one, I feel proud. You know, there's a feeling in my gut of going, wow, that's amazing. That's appeared in my life. I've done this. So I can feel it before I've had it. You know, I'm really feeling it inside. The other thing I'm feeling is I'm feeling rested, and I ask myself, why am I feeling rested in this moment, in this picture, in this visualization that I'm part of? And a big chunk of it is I'm feeling it because, you know, I know the car is good. It's not going to break down. It's going to be, how boring this is, relatively fuel efficient. It's got the mod cons that make my life that much easier, you know. We're all very aware dyslexic and ADHD lives are made much better by new technology. They have definitely been helping us improve. So, like, I'm feeling just good. I'm feeling like I've achieved something. I'm feeling successful. And it's not because I've got a multi-million dollar car. That's not what I want. I just want something that's clean, reliable, that makes me proud. And I'm feeling that. And so what I do is I lean into that feeling. Now, you know, in other things, I talk more about that whole kind of process. But for the sake of this pod, you know, that what I would do with that is I would, every time I would step out onto that driveway, I would take 2-3 seconds and just feel those feelings, picture that car. And, you know, the real thing here is this: the dyslexic mind is a visual processing tool. This is the key. It uses visual 3D images to create reality. It creates it inside ourselves. And so this is why true visualization works well for us. If you get it right, you start to see things happen in your life and you don't even know how they've happened. You haven't focused on all the detail that got you there. That has just appeared. Does that make sense? Can you feel that? Have you tried this? I remember it took me about 8 years to create my first vision board on my computer because I'd go, oh, that won't work. That'll never work. And my golly gosh, it does work. You know, those things do work for us, those triggers. You know, creating these visual experiences in our mind, having it in our minds and our bodies before we have it in reality, creates it. You know, if you imagine you're kind of putting your New York in this kind of, this is a good wrap up. This is kind of like putting that car to me was one of my New Yorks that I was traveling towards on the journey that year. You know, I could see it so clearly. And so what would happen is every time I'd get stuck in one of these small towns, I would stand up and start moving. You know, I would be, oh, I've got to get to my New York. I'd remember that that's where I was going. I'd not get caught up as much in a car tire going. I'd go, okay, great. Let's replace the tire. Let's work out where I'm going. Let's actually check the map. Cool. And just check in. Let me reflect on the journey. What have I learned? Let's keep going. And I'd do this subconsciously. And I'll tell you, I think about 4 months into the year, this beautiful Nissan Qashqai was sitting in the driveway. I'd never owned a car like this. And to many, you know, you might go, hey, that's not a fantastic car. But for me, and this is all just about for me, is that was the car I wanted. That was the car I needed. It was a car I felt into. And my golly gosh, I loved it. It's so beautiful. I've now got a VW Golf, which I like even more. So it's like, you know, you can, when you start visualizing and creating this in your mind and trusting yourself and building that trust, you can really start to build some pretty amazing stuff. So that's what I feel like sharing, guys. I hope that's been helpful. I've gotten quite passionate about this podcast. If you are interested in learning more about the dyslexia side of things, do jump onto the, what do we call it these days? The Confident Dyslexic or the Truth About Dyslexia course. We keep changing the name because we're so creative. It's absolutely awesome. It's all run on an app. It's pretty darn cool. And it's pretty cost effective for the change it'll create in your life. And I'll pop a link in the bottom of this pod. Have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back on Thursday.